Hey guys, thought I'd come on here and kind of give you an update into our 40-day couples challenge. So we're on day 20, so halfway through, woohoo! And I do have to say that just kind of thinking back on the last 20 days, just as the name implies, it has been a challenge. And I can't say as necessarily the day-to-day actual things that we have to do is challenging. I think more of like what limits we have put on ourselves with the challenge has been challenging. So we've been working out good, we've been drinking our water good, we've been reading our 10 minutes a day. I think where it gets a little challenging for the most part is if we have a day that is outside of our regular routine or like not part of our normal schedule is where it can be the most challenging. So I think for the most part with this challenge has been basically the time, like not necessarily managing our time, but mostly where we get afraid that we've wasted time. And so now we gotta, try to push everything of the challenge of the day into one like hour before bed or whatever. Anyway, like with water, I could say, for instance, like if you don't manage your water intake throughout the entire day or don't put your mind to it, then you're stuck at the end of the day or the evening trying to chug your amount of water, which is not the funnest thing to do. And so I think just in everything of this challenge, it's been basically learning how to pace ourselves and making sure that because we wanted to challenge ourselves, we want to see where our lifestyles and mindsets are and have been. So we want to challenge that and see if we could come through this and pretty much conquer this challenge, and then kind of just balance out our lives from what we've experienced through this challenge. And so I think for us making it exactly halfway today, I would have to say that we have learned a lot where we do want to be, we want to be balanced in a healthy way for sure. We want to drink water, and we want to drink a lot of water. We want to drink the healthy amount of water, not just taking sips whenever we feel thirsty, but we actually want to put our mind into drinking the amount of water which is healthy for us and which will help flush out normal toxins, normal everyday toxins that don't need to be built up in our bodies, and you know, helping with our appetites and helping with the clearness of our skin and just all those different things. And so like water, for one, like we've found that yes, at first when we first started the challenge of drinking a lot more, like just for instance, I was really good about drinking 2 of my water bottles every day, so like 64 ounces of water every day. And so now with this challenge, I have upped it to 4 water bottles. So I've basically doubled my water intake that I was originally used to. And so right at first it was challenging. But now that I've, you know, we're 20 days into it, I've learned how to pace myself and be like, okay, like I give myself timelines. Okay, like one water bottle first thing in the morning. And then hopefully I get 2 water bottles done before lunchtime. Sometimes I don't make it, but then I have the other 2 water bottles to finish in the afternoon evening time, which I have found that it can be challenging, like I said earlier, about especially when like outside circumstances do not quite go as planned, I guess I should say. Valentine's Day, actually, we had water pipe issues because of the cold. And that really fucked up our day. That really messed up our day. So, like, we basically just about didn't do anything on our challenge because the situation took up the entire day to try to fix and to clean up water in our bathrooms. And it was a crazy day. And it was actually, we just about quit the challenge. And we just about went, you know, like, fuck it. This is not worth it. But after that, we sat together and we're just like, no, you know, we have to be able to sustain our happy, healthy life, even when outside outside things, outside circumstances, stuff that obviously you don't plan for. You have to maintain your happiness and your healthiness when things like that do happen. Anyway, so I just wanted to jump on here and give you guys kind of a little update that we're on day 20, halfway through, and it's going really, really great. Like I said, we do take daily pictures, and I'm really excited to compare my day one picture to my day 40 picture, and I'm super excited about that, and I hope that you guys will stay tuned for our results and our progress. Like I said, I'm hoping that we can do like a little video on it at the end of 40 days on our YouTube channel. Dakota and I have a YouTube channel for our reselling business. It's Grabbers Resell on YouTube. Go check us out. We're pretty cool. We basically just, of course, we do reselling videos, but we also do everyday life things with our kids and our pets. So it's kind of just like a fun, free channel that we like to do. Anyway, I will keep you guys updated, hopefully, and wanted to let you guys know that it's going great. Has been very challenging at times, but we are doing really well. And thank you all for your support, and I will talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.